Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, now listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. Unfortunately, Big Al had some computer issues at the tail end of the week, so he was unable to produce a weekend show this weekend. I am reposting a number of company interviews that took part this week. I am going to repost some of the ones that got the most attention, that I had the most feedback from. I really just want to highlight some of the companies that I think are doing some good work out there and also getting responses on our site. So for the next four interviews, you will hear four different company updates. As I mentioned in all these company updates, you can always email me, fleck@kereport.com, with any questions for these companies, and I will get those answered for you directly, and also might record an interview on the back of those questions. I hope everybody enjoys this recap of some of the key company interviews this week. Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I am kicking off this week's editorials with a company introduction to Kennerland Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD. Anybody who had listened to this last weekend show heard my first guest, Matt Geiger, actually mention Kennerland Minerals and discuss how he is excited about the drill program and really the fact of the matter that this company is now publicly traded. The company just listed about mid last week, but I do want to note that this isn't necessarily a new company here. The company was private for 4 years. The president and CEO, Zach Flood, who is joining me, he spent those last 4 years really building out the property portfolio and advancing these projects to a drill-ready stage. So far, the company has 8 properties in total, focused in Quebec and Alaska. Zach, give us a little rundown of the last 4 years. What brought you to this stage of now being a publicly traded company?
Sure thing, Corey, and thanks everyone for listening. So in 2016, myself and the three co-founders were kind of at the right stage of our careers where we wanted to change. We saw that the markets were sort of shifting in terms of sentiment, and we wanted to go out and try to do something ourselves and do it organically. And so we started a private company, Kennerland Minerals, then, and our focus was going to be in the greenfields exploration space. And the reason why we wanted to focus there was, our industry's had a significant lack of discoveries, over the past few decades. And, I don't think it's, because they aren't there. I think it's more because people just hadn't really been looking and doing the work it takes to generate bona fide discoveries out there. And so, and there was a lot of open ground. So, at that time, that was kind of the model we came up with, was go out, identify large areas of prospective ground, stake them, you know, for low cost. And because we were private and there's still a limited access to capital, we kind of, lean towards that project generation model. And, so we started out with one project in the Abitibi and kind of brought in, did a deal on that one, and then staked another land package up in Alaska, and then staked another land package in Quebec, and got a deal with Freeport up in Alaska, and got a deal with Sumitomo in Quebec, and then did another deal with Sumitomo in Quebec, and, you know, now we have another option agreement with Newmont in Quebec as well, and we've got over 400,000 hectares of mineral tenure, and we made a discovery last year. So we've really just kind of consistently, I think, added value over the last 4 years and built this portfolio and built relationships with industry players and as well in the capital markets. But I mean, to answer your question, that was the objective, go out there and make new discoveries.
Okay, and this is really a hybrid model here. You are a prospect generator in a sense that you have a couple of large companies doing some of the exploration on some of your projects, both in Alaska and Quebec, but you guys are also an exploration company in the sense that you have some drill programs planned. Now, again, you have 8 projects in total. You have broken them down into 3 flagship projects and 5 pipeline projects. Let's start off with the Frotet project in Quebec. This is one of the flagship projects. What's the status of this project in terms of past work that's been on this asset?
Yeah, so the Frotet project is started as what I would call a pipeline project, or it's at the same sort of stage as the rest of our pipeline projects. But initially, we identified a large area, greenstone belt in northern Quebec. There's one major deposit in it called Troilus. It's about a 7 million ounce endowment. But when we looked at the belt, it's all covered with till. There have been no big systematic kind of geochemical surveys carried out, aside from lake sediment sampling in the 70s, but no big till surveys, because that's a good medium to sample if you're looking for mineral systems. Is you sample the glacial till, which is kind of smeared across the Canadian Shield. And so we identified this large area of open greenstone belt up there. We staked about 56,000 hectares in 2017. In 2018, we signed an agreement, an earn-in agreement with Sumitomo. So they started funding exploration, and we were the operator. We covered the entire 57,000 hectares with till sampling. That was on about 1.5-kilometer space lines and 250-meter space samples. So really systematic approach there. Covered the whole belt, to sort of ignored all the mineral occurrences that were already found and just wanted to kind of start from scratch. And at the end of 2018, once we had that first pass done, we recognized a couple areas. Maybe there was only really 2 or 3 areas that we were interested in following up on. One of them seemed to be quite interesting and had really high gold tenor in the soil. And so in 2019, we did a follow-up program where it was, again, just really detailed, systematic till sampling in those areas of interest. And as we started to fill in the data, there was a pretty clear indication that there was a dispersion plume in the till, and hopefully not getting too technical, but basically the glacier had scraped over a top of a gold system and deposited that material down ice. And so you can basically look for that plume or that till train, and then the idea in glacial exploration in these glacial environments is to follow that till train back to the source. And so we had identified this big till plume with lots of gold in it in an area of the belt that didn't have any mineral occurrences, and there's no outcrop in that area. It's completely covered. So we knew that we were onto something new and something that had not been recognized before. And then in 2020, we flew detailed geophysics. We did IP, induced polarization geophysical surveys on the ground, because, again, you're targeting basically just geophysics because there's no outcrop anywhere. And we put about 7,800 meters of drilling into it at the beginning of 2020. Early in the year, and we ended up hitting 29 meters at 8.5 grams on that first pass drill program, including 11 meters at 18 grams, which is phenomenal for a first pass drill program into a greenfield target. And not only that, we hit various other gold bearing structures with high grade mineralization, including over 3.75 meters at 16 grams, 2.66 meters at 33 grams. And a number of other hits over about a 2-kilometer strike length. You know, it was quite apparent that there is a significant gold system here. This isn't just a gold occurrence, but I think an actual, you know, large system, and no one had ever found it before us. So that's kind of what every geologist dreams of, is to find something new. And that's kind of where the project's at now.
All right, we are out of time for this first segment. But if any of you want to hear the full interview with Zach regarding some more information on Kennerland Minerals, please visit the website kereport.com. And that initial interview was posted Monday morning. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with another company update from this week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and a company update, this time from Lion One Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. I'm chatting with the technical advisor, Quentin Henny. Now, Quentin, we're following up on a news release that came out earlier this week on Tuesday, January 18th. It is some drill results. Two holes, one deep hole, one shallow hole. The deep hole is number 514, and the shallow hole is number 518. Now, my first kind of take on these drill results is that you did see some high grade, some very high grade. One of the deep hole results was almost 300 grams per ton gold. That was over quite a narrow intersect, 0.23 meters. We saw some other high grade results in the mid-teens and even up to 64 grams per ton gold. One takeaway, though, again, is that the overall width of these results is relatively narrow. So we had a 20 gram per ton result that was almost 3.5 meters. What can you summarize for us in terms of the deep hole, first and foremost, these results that we saw?
Sure. Look, this drilling that we've done is pretty much in line with expectations. The loads here are on the average about a meter to maybe 5 meters in width, and they're comprised of a network of fractures. So if you look, like if you're underground and you're looking at the load itself, what you'll see usually is a small fracture on the footwall, small fracture in the hanging wall, and then kind of a lattice work of small veinlets in between, kind of crisscrossing one another. Now, oftentimes, what we see is, you know, one or two of those little fractures will just deliver uber high-grade gold. So in the case of the drilling that we've done, you can see that there's a reported length, I think it's something on the order of 3.5 meters, that graded around 21 gram per ton. Yes, a lot of that is driven by a smaller, you know, interval, a smaller subset of that, which is, I think, a little over a point, like you said, I think it was 0.23 meters, nearly 300 grams per ton. But that's the nature of the system, okay? The fact that we're seeing these exceptionally high grades, especially down at depth, tells us that we're into these some of these bigger branches of the tree, so to speak. I've talked about this before, where the upper part of the Tuvatu system is, you know, they've drilled it for 20 years now, and you know, it's basically the uppermost branches, the little tendrils of the top of the tree. As we go down, we're starting to see somewhat bigger and higher grade tendrils. Look, the thing that people have to understand about these systems, particularly this this type of alkaline system, very high grade loads, but not necessarily huge widths. To give you an example, Porgera in New Guinea, which is, I'd say, a direct analog to this, has veins like the Romani vein. The main structure is only about 3 or 4 centimeters across. I kid you not. Okay, it's not, you know, we're not looking for. I mean, occasionally, yes, you hit a wonderful spot within one of these where it kind of blows out, and we did earlier, you know, in July, I think, of last year. But more typically, you're going to see intervals like what we just reported. And in my view, it's great. The deposit delivers about 2,500 ounces per vertical meter. And what, you know, the real takeaway here is that this drill hole, which is fully 100 meters below hole 500, now extends the system. The bottom of the resource is something like 200 meters or maybe a bit more, I think, above this drill intercept. Okay, so we've just added 200 meters to the profile. Yes, we haven't drilled it off with umpteen holes yet, but if the deposit continues to deliver another 2,500 ounces per vertical meter, that's huge. I mean, basically, we've just demonstrated there's at least another 500,000 ounces immediately below potential below the existing deposit. That's a big win.
So what would this mean for a mining scenario? Obviously, if you hit this higher grade deeper down, well, that's attractive. But when you get deeper down into a system, how can that play into a mining scenario?
Okay, these alkaline systems, they often go down into the ground well over a kilometer. Porgera, they're mining over 1.3 kilometers down. At the Emperor Mine or the Vatukoula deposit, which is not too far from us in Fiji, I think they've mined down in excess of 1,200 meters, so 1.2 kilometers. The Macassa deposit in Kirkland Lake, Ontario, it's an older deposit, but it's the same type. They're mining, I think, 5,800 feet or something like that. You know, like, you know, which would be what? That would be I think about 1.8 kilometers down or something on that order. Okay, these systems, they go down, down, down. And, you know, people that, that sit there and scratch their head, well, can you mine it? Absolutely, you can. We're talking extremely high grade. These mines, all of them, have produced gold at very high margin at great depths. Like, the incremental cost to go deeper is not all that much, especially when you're dealing with a robust system like this, which is delivering over, you know, say 2,500 ounces per vertical meter. Okay, there's kind of a rule of thumb in the mining industry that, you know, to build a respectable underground mine, something that's going to generate profit, you kind of have to have 1,000 ounces per vertical meter. We're well in excess of that. Okay, we're 2.5 times that. Drilling deeper, no problem. You know, if we had to go down, like I said, the depths of Porgera, for example, no problem. You know, you're not going to necessarily put a shaft in. You're probably going to do a decline, and that's the plan. Line one is already developed plans, or they're developing, you know, implementing plans to put a decline in that would ramp down, okay, not just a vertical shaft, but a decline, a spiral decline, that would ramp down and access this level.
Well, thanks for clearing that one up. Hopefully that does clear some of that up. But let's also quickly talk about the shallow hole, hole 518. We did get another high-grade result, 255 grams per ton gold over 0.25 meters. So again, narrow width. This was about a 200-meter depth in terms of the hole. What's this shallow hole telling you about the system?
Well, it's actually pretty remarkable. So the upper part of the Tivatu load system, actually, the uppermost part, the stuff that's basically within the first couple hundred meters of surface, has not been pincushioned all that much. Like, if you look at the drilling within the resource model, most of it, probably maybe half or two-thirds of it, comes from the underground decline. Okay, so the in other words, the decline goes in the ground, and they weren't able to test as robustly test the upper stuff. So we have a rig up on surface now that's doing some shallow holes, kind of infilling and, you know, expanding resource in that shallow environment. And to see a, you know, a nice stout high grade interval, wasn't quite as high grade as the one that we hit at depth, but, it was still triple digit numbers up in that regime is just kind of a testament to the obscene nature of grades you can get in this type deposit.
All right, we're wrapping up this segment, but again, if you want to listen to that full interview with Quentin Henney as we continue to dive into Lion One Metals, please visit the website. That interview was posted on Wednesday. I hope everybody enjoyed that update from Quentin, and I will be right back with another company update from this week.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News.
President Biden sharing a grim COVID forecast. He says yesterday the U.S. could have another 200,000 COVID deaths over the next few months. That would bring our death toll to over 600,000. Meanwhile, his latest plans for economic relief focused on the poor. Biden yesterday signing two executive orders, one expanding food assistance, the other calling for stimulus checks for those who don't make enough to file taxes. He says his relief plan will get us back on track quicker.
With our American Rescue Plan, our economy would return to full employment a full year faster than without the plan.
Biden adds how we respond to this crisis is a reflection of our values, and we have to act now. Meanwhile, a key member of President Trump's COVID task force revealing the toll the job took on her. Dr. Deborah Birx tells CBS she always thought of quitting. Birx recently retired, but she says she's willing to help the Biden team if needed. The full interview will air tomorrow on Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News. Less than a week into his term, President Biden's policy is already leading to a lawsuit. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Friday to block President Biden's new order halting almost all deportations for the next 100 days, accusing the new administration of overstepping executive powers. Paxton's lawsuit is one of what's likely to be a stream of litigation against Mr. Biden's early moves. Former President Trump faced a similar swarm of lawsuits from Democrat-led states during his term, particularly on immigration matters. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As for former President Trump's legal issues, Democrats are apparently facing an uphill fight to get Trump convicted in his upcoming impeachment trial. It would take 17 Republican senators to join all 50 Democrats to convict Trump. But CNN reports only a handful of GOP senators may do so. The trial is set to start February 9th. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am bringing on Adventus Mining again. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ADZN and on the OTCQX market under the symbol ADVZF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Christian Carl Samard. Now, Christian, I wanted to bring you back on the show because I'm refocusing on a lot of these base metal and especially copper projects, trying to find some of the ones that stand out, that are maybe a little bit different in this sector that has gotten a lot more attention, mostly thanks to a broadly rising copper price and base metals overall. Now, I first want you to bring everybody up to speed on the company's strategy, because the company, Adventus, holds the Curibamba project. This project, the asset, the El Domo deposit, is a high-grade and really de-risked asset. Now, one thing in 2020 that you guys did was really rebrand the company to focus on becoming a high-margin copper producer. Can you give us a little bit more insight why you are so focused on this move towards production, please?
Thanks, Corey. So it's been 3 years that we've been in Ecuador. We've always had this high-grade asset, which we have been working in the background, doing engineering studies, PEAs, et cetera. That's not very exciting to the market. And frankly, it was during a period of time when no one really cared about copper development assets. So we really focused the company on we're a new platform in Ecuador, and we've got exciting exploration. We still have the exploration going. We still have the platform, but now under 360 a pound copper, we really think it's the time to showcase our flagship copper or polymetallic copper dominant development project as, if not the next, one of the next copper projects to be constructed globally. So we're full steam ahead with a feasibility study expected in October. EIA expect to be submitted around August. Investment agreement with the government by the end of this year. Project finance facility to be announced sometime this year. And all of that is culminating to potential start of construction around July, August of 2022.
All right, let's dive into this El Domo deposit. It is a high-grade copper deposit. Now, I feel like in the copper space, there are already a handful, if not a dozen, de-risk copper projects that are generally lower grade. They show that they can make money over a long mine life, but they also have an initial price tag that is in the at least $1 billion, if not a couple billion dollars, just to build the overall project. What is the current asset, the current deposit size at El Domo, please?
Yeah, our last 43-101 resource, summer of 2019, was 10.5 million tons, and using current long-term consensus metals prices, it's around 5.5, 5.6% copper equivalent. Majority of that is open pittable, and the majority of that is in measured indicated. And when we publish our initial reserve this year, and of course the forward-looking statement, we are targeting around two-thirds of the reserve to be proven and one-third probable, which is unheard of for a junior.
Now, when we're talking grade in terms of this copper equivalent that is over 5%, what's the breakup in terms of grades of the other metals, including copper?
Yeah, we've got a really nice mix based on the current commodity price backdrop. So you're looking at 2% copper, 3.2 grams gold, 3.2% zinc, about 2 ounces silver, and a little bit of lead. All of that works out to be around $450 to $500 U.S. per ton rock. And your cost to mine, process, G&A is around $45. So that's why this is such a economic project. We're targeting a payback in the feasibility study of about a year and a half. And it's definitely a project that we have the option of building it. And we certainly have put all the eggs in that basket that, you know, our team wants to build this mine as soon as possible.
Now, in terms of the revenue breakup, let's also take care of that. What revenue percentages for copper, gold, zinc, and even silver?
Yeah, it's a good question because with COVID, we've seen interesting dynamics with the metal prices. In May, June of last year, if you just ran spot pricing, we would have probably eclipsed 1.55 to 56% of the revenues, the payable revenues, were precious metals, so gold and silver. Now that copper and to a lesser extent zinc have recovered, the project's around 55% base metals and the rest precious metals. So we do cater to both precious metals investors and base metal investors, and the specific breakdown at current pricing, metals prices, is 42% copper, 35% gold, 15% zinc, and 10% silver.
Okay, now you even made the comment that you guys are in a position, again, forward-looking statement, to actually build this mine. And that's one of the aspects that even I mentioned a couple questions ago, is that the CapEx here is not going to be in, let's say, the billion or even $2 billion range. It's much less than that. What is the CapEx, at least now, that you can point to that gives us a little bit of insight here?
Yeah, our past economic study showed $165 million U.S. capital cost at a 1750 tons per day throughput rate over a 15-year mine life. For the feasibility study, we will be running it at 1850 tons per day, but we think the overall CapEx will be very similar to the PEA, maybe slightly more, but well within the plus or minus accuracy of the PEA. That puts the NPV to CapEx or market cap to CapEx or any other metric you want to look at for this project as number one in the world on the multiple similar kind of capital intensity metrics when compared to our peer development projects.
What are some of these peer development projects that we can compare it to?
Well, I put in the same category as projects where the operators have probably a good chance, a good optionality to build it on their own. I put Trilogy Metals, which is another VMS in Alaska, joint venture with Trilogy and South 32. And then I also put Marimaca, which is a copper developer in Chile. It's a copper oxide deposit, so you can go down the cheaper SXEW route. Then there's a whole grouping of the porphyry development projects. You have Filo Mining, you got Jose Maria, you've got in British Columbia, North Isle on Vancouver Island. You've got in Ecuador, Cascabel. You've got in the Yukon, Casino. So in those cases, very large projects that will be in production over multiple cycles, big units of production, but the market cap to capex ratio is in many cases 10 to 20 times.
Yeah, well, those projects, they're just a much higher capex, and that's one of the interesting aspects of this El Domo deposit is that it is just a, well, smaller capex, so it means that you can get into production and get your money back in a much faster time frame. Now, you did mention that the feasibility coming out in October, what work needs to be undertaken to move that and to actually meet that date?
Yeah, we have a consortium of subcontractors being led by DRA Engineering. The team is all very familiar with Ecuador. Our project manager has built multiple mines larger than El Domo, and he's built an owner's team. We have currently six drill rigs turning to support the feasibility study and the EIA. We expect that drilling to be completed by the end of February. We are on track, on budget, with the feasibility study. So I think we're looking at plus or minus 1 month around October for guidance on completing that.
All right. That is the third company update that I recorded this week. Again, I came out with, I think, upwards of 10 company updates this week. So be sure to check back on the website and re-listen to any of those if you happen to miss them. I'm going to be right back in the final segment with the final company update of this weekend show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update. I'm following up with Angold Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AAU. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Adrian Rothwell. Now, Adrian, we're following up on the initial interview when I introduced this really new company to the market, a restructured company here. We chatted at the beginning of January. I introduced the overall story. I will provide a link to that interview, but in quick summary, the company holds projects in Nevada and Chile, the Dorado and Cordillera properties in Chile, as well as the Iron Butte project in Nevada, and the company is cashed up with a little over almost $9 million in cash, and a drill program that is just starting at Dorado. We're going to talk about that drill program, but first, I do want to address some of the questions that came in on the back of that initial interview. The first question, discussing the trading in the stock early on when it came out to the public, we saw some very high volumes traded. The first day of trading back on December 31st, we saw almost 1 million shares traded. On January 5th, we saw 1.2 million shares traded. Now, I understand that this is a restructured company, so there were some old shareholders that might have just wanted that liquidity to trade into some other stocks, but are there any other insights that you can give us on the early trading and the high volume in the Angold stock, please?
Sure. And thanks, Corey, for following up and having me back on the show. I guess to talk about this, we've got to take a step back. We completed a sub-receipt round of 20 million shares at 40 cents for funding of $8 million around early October of last year. And of course, there's a lot of shareholders that we were, that have been in the stock since then. We can't predict anyone's need for liquidity. The other side of that is that placement was oversubscribed. We did allocate. So when you start looking at the high volume of trading, it all starts to make sense. The only free trading stock on listing was 20 million shares at the 40 cents. That's the sub receipt round. And a small amount of stock, let's say 1 to 2 million shares from the shell. So really, if anything, we've likely seen a consolidation of our shareholdings, with some of those larger holders that were allocated down to 8 million to get our financing down to that 8 million amount. But the cost base for most of the shares being traded is going to be around 40 cents. I wouldn't be selling.
One thing to note, too, is that even with this high volume, the share price has been volatile but pretty steady as well, reaching a low of about 42 cents up to a high of about 53 cents. Some of those high volume days were actually up days for the stock. So there is that interest in terms of the work that you guys are doing. I also want a little more information on the back of another comment that came in, asking about the shares in escrow. This comment does outline that there are more than 25 million shares that are not in escrow, mostly from the federal gold financing. So that, again, is the company that Angold took over in an RTO. So there were shares held by those shareholders. But when it comes to the shares in escrow, what information can you give us about these, please?
Yeah, so the sub-receipt round of $8 million was actually done in federal gold, not in the shells. So when we talk about free trading stock in federal gold, that is the 20 million shares at 40 cents. The rest of the stock, well, you know, we've got almost 20% that's held by directors, insiders, myself included. And a lot of the other stock we've really tried to keep in good hands, and they're on escrow release from anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. A lot of that earlier seed stock is a 3-year escrow, so you're not going to see, and that's with in good hands. So you're not going to see that come out into the market, you know, like right on every 3 months. The amount, it's been managed very well. The amount that will become free trading is very manageable by us. And remember, this isn't a static company either. So we'll start, as we start to unlock the value in all of our projects and through our drilling program that, as you mentioned, is ongoing right now, we should start to see higher values.
All right, Adrian, let's talk about some of the catalysts then for the company, focused really mostly on the drill program. So the initial drill program has just started. That news came out January 13th, and this is at the Dorado project in Chile. 5,000 meters is planned, a total of 10 holes, 500 meters each. Give us the goals, please, of this drill program.
Yeah, sure. So, yes, as you said, 10 holes at 500 meters. Each of our holes is designed to achieve multiple objectives. There's a historic drilling on this project. It's around 10,000 meters. But a lot of that historic drilling was shallow drilling, anywhere from 200 to 300-meter average, a couple of longer holes, but most of the holes were around that 200 to 300 meters. And so, first of all, we need to conduct a little QAQC on that. Secondly, looking at where some of the low-hanging fruit on the historic resource, where some of the holes were left out because of drill spacing, so infilling some of that. And most importantly, looking at the not only the extension laterally and oxide at Dorado, but drilling deeper. A lot of the holes in the past ended in mineralization. So looking at the depth potential of the resource. And, of course, you know, the plans change. So we've got 10 holes at 500 meters. If we're drilling a long hole and we can see it's still in mineralized rock, we will continue going down the hole. Modestly.
So, Adrian, in terms of some past drill results I'm seeing in this news release, there are some fairly impressive historic results, some long widths with some relatively decent grades, especially when it comes to, let's say, open pit mining. Take us through some of these historic results that are guiding some of this drilling.
Yes. So some of the historic results, we're looking at 261 meters at 0.91 grams per ton, 318 meters at 0.68, and 192 meters at 0.72 grams per ton gold. And that's gold only, not gold equivalent or anything like that. This is a gold porphyry system. So very consistent grades through what I call the blob underground. And these systems tend to hold together very well. And they're very consistent. They tend to be, over a kilometer in depth. You compare it to Caspiche. They've drilled to a depth of over 1,000 meters and they have excellent continuity in that deposit as well. So yeah, we're hoping that with some of these holes that ended in mineralization to get some nice longer intercepts. Ultimately we want to do an updated resource. But we're not going to rush to that. We're going to do a lot of work on structure. There's a zone to the south that we call Lajita South, where it looks like that could add to our resource as well. So we'll be drilling there as well, likely either at the end of this season or the beginning of the next drill season in the Maricunga around September.
All right, everyone, that is it for this weekend's edition of the KE Report. I hope you all enjoyed that recap in the second hour of the, at least some company updates that I posted throughout the week. Al should be back at it next week, so you will get your KER politics in the second hour. And again, please keep all those emails coming to me, fleck@kereport.com. I love hearing from all of you, and I do my best to follow up in a timely manner and also follow up with all those companies and guests that you have questions for. Everyone, have a great rest of your weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.